Okay, today is Daf Samuf Dalid. We are on Daf Samuf Dalid. So we're on the Samuf Dalid at the top. So the Mishnah had mentioned, the Mishnah was talking about different things that took place at different points on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah had mentioned that there were three places, right, that that Karen, right, there were three places where three things were done on top of the Chutah Sikva, three things are done below below the Chutah Sikva. The three things that are done below are the Chatas Ha'of, the Hagashos of the Mincha, and the Shiyari Adar. 1, 2, 3. I'm not sure if we'll get to all of them, but it's fun to have. Fine. So we're saying that these things are all done below the Chutah Sikva on the southwest corner of the Mizbeah, right? The Romis Marabs. So now the number one was Chatas Ha'of. The Goyim was going to ask, how do you know that these things are done on the southwest corner, on the bottom? So number one was Chatas Ha'of is done on the southwest corner. How do we know that? Hadamaron. We already learned that yesterday on Daf Samach Gimel Beis. So the Pasuk says, by the Minchas Chote, what the Pasuk says is, Ki Chatas Hi, and we learn from there to make a comparison between the Chatas Ha'of and the Chatas Mincha, which is done on this carrot. The Goyim asked, how do you know that the Mincha is done? That was yesterday's Gemara. But you learn at the Chatas Ha'of from there, the Hagashos, and how you know the Hagashos are done at the southwest corner of the Mizbeah. That's the Ksir, the Pasuk says, the Higisha El HaMizbeah. Right, the Higisha El HaMizbeah. But the real Pasuk is, Zos Torahs HaMincha, Akrevo saw Pnei Aaron Lifnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeah. And we had to figure out, what is Pnei HaMizbeah, what is Lifnei Hashem, what's Pnei HaMizbeah, which one could it be? So we said, that is the southwest corner, the only place where you can be Lifnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbeah. Again, we learned that yesterday's daf. That is Karen Deromis Marothers. Now, how do we know that the Shiari Adam, the leftover Dam, right, is poured out onto the Yisod, right, onto the southwest corner? Because the Pasuk says, as kol Dam Hapar Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbeach. And all the blood of the par you should pour onto the Yisod of the Mizbeach. And we learned out, Rashi will point out again, we learned out Daf Nun Gimel, that means the southwest corner. How do we know that? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, El Yisod HaMizbeach. See the Rashi? He says, "Ramino be ezu makomon yilmad yiridaso min hakevesh bechatos hachitonius mitzitziaso min ahechal b'samachlo." He says, "You want to learn it out? What you do with the leftover blood? You learn out the outside chatos and the inside chatos. The inside chatos, what do? You pour it out on the place where you are immediately, right?" But he says, "Vahenu yisod dromi." Right? You do it on the yisod. That's on the inside, and on the inside chatos, you say b'samachlo vahenu yisod dromi. There's only one portion. There's only one little ama of Yisod on the south side. Remember, the Yisod doesn't encircle the entire circle. It doesn't encompass the entire Mizbeah. It only is complete. It's only really complete on the north side and on the east side. Right. So. Whatever, but definitely on the south side, it's only on the north side and the west side. The south side don't have that ama. And Rashi's going to say that you have to have, everything has to be done on a corner. You're doing it on a corner, and you have to do it similar to the place where you immediately come out, which is the south side of the Mizbeach. It only has one ama. You have to do it on the corner right there. That's what Rashi said. Look at Rashi again. Ramin Re'ezu Makomon, Yilma Yiridaso Min HaKevesh B'chatos HaKitonos Me'itziyasu Min HaHechal B'samachlo. Behind you sowed Romi, the Kola Dorum Inaka you sowed Ella Ama Achas, the Karen Ma'arabis Doromis Kidaminan, Oka Bedorum Ama Achas. That's what you have to do, that's what you do it over there, so that's how we know that these three things are done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Okay. Now the Mishnah is over there, next mentioned that on the southwest corner, you did the southwest corner on top of the Mizbeach. You did the following three things. I mean, this is all the way on top, on the southwest side of the Mizbeach. What are the three things? One was Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. Nisuch HaYayim, which every time you brought a korban that had the Sachar, you had to pour him over there. And Olas Sa'of, Shishiki Rab of Mizrach. Now, we brought in Olas Sa'of. The halacha was, you were supposed to do it on the east side, the southeast corner. However, if there were too many Olas Sa'of, a lot of women came that day to bring their kinim, if there were too many Olas Sa'of on that side, then you were able to go bring it to the other side, but that's on top, on the southwest side. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what's the reason why? So it's interesting, over here, they don't really quote Sukkim. from everything that's done on the bottom, then they quote psukim. Over here, they don't quote psukim. They're more, the considerations are more practical. They're more practical considerations as opposed to psukim considerations. First one is number one. My timer, what's the reason why you did the, if there was not enough room on the east side, you brought the oaf, the fatos oaf, the olas oaf to the west side? He says, mipnei shekrova mi beis hadeshen. Because what happens is you have to invent, there are two parts of the bird, those two like parts, that they have to be thrown into the beis hadeshen. The beis hadeshen, if you look on Simon Wolf's sheets over here, so the beis hadeshen, if you look on any of the pages, the beis hadeshen is on the eastern side of the kevesh, about 3 tefachim off from the ramp. 10 amos up from the start of the ramp, 3 tefachim to the east. That's where the beis hadeshen. So from the southeast corner, it's close. Where's the next closest place to throw there? That's from the southwest corner. I mean, yeah, granted, you have to go over the kevesh, and it's a nice shot. It's definitely a three-pointer, but that's the closest place. That's the closest place to get it. So that's why, so for practical considerations, if it's too much on the closest spot, you go to the next closest spot. We'll figure out how far that is, hopefully, a little later. Okay, so it says, my time, shekrova mi beis hadeshen, right? Because you have to throw the mora and the notza, which are the entrails, the inside. These things are very light. Like almost like a wiffle ball. So you have to throw them, and you have to throw them a great distance, and that's the closest place that you can be. So you have to have a good arm everything. A lot of things were done. There were nisim. They talk about you have to be very strong. That's one of the things. Navi has to be strong also. What? You have to be keyboard to be strong. I mean, there's a pasuk that says that Aaron was main if the Levia, right? And he had his main if the Levia, north, south, east, west, up and down, all in one day. If you figure how long it takes to do that, and there was over 3,000 Levia, it's a long time. So there's a famous time for Levitin that it says that, yeah, you start, the Shem will finish. So that's, you know, that's the sign. You know that one? That's the quote of Kiskuni, actually. That's right. So now the Gemara is going to say, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bo ure'e kama gadol kochan shel kohanim." This is exactly what you're saying. Come and see how strong the kohanim are. She'ein lecha kal va'ofos yoser mimura v'notza. The lightest part of the bird is the mura in notza. I don't know what they are. The crop and the feathers. Yeah, those are pretty.
Right.
The crop is something that it's a kufik. I thought something in the inside. Well, I don't know. Look in the picture somewhere. The picture book, I'm sure, has an actual picture of what it is. Not that will help you, but it's the Korkova, right? That's not going to help you, but I have that, whatever. So he says there's nothing, but those are the things that are thrown into the base of the action, and they're very light, right? And pa'amim, and sometimes, the Kohen Zarkon Yosher Bishloshim Amma. And sometimes, when he does it on the southwest corner, the toss is going to be 30 Amas into the switch. Into the base Hadeshen. So you see how strong they are. That they're able to, the lighter something is, the much more difficult it is, obviously, to throw it hard and far. So they get to be able to throw it more than 30 amos. It's pretty amazing feat. So he's lauding them. See how wonderful, how amazing these kohanim are, that they're able to throw something so light more than 30 feet. 30 amos, I mean.
No, it's
these two things, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but these two things are thrown together. You don't throw one feather at a time. I think it's all done together, and then you can toss it. Yeah. Okay. We'll get to 30 amos. Why? How is it 30 amos? That's what all these pictures are. So work out why it's 30 amos. How is 30 amos? Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay. But did we miss up the... Okay, so the Gemara then says... So why about the Nisuf Hamayin and Nisuf Hayayin? I guess we'll get to that. I guess you could do that. You couldn't do that. I don't know if it's more, it's probably more skill than it is strength to throw something like that. So, Gemara then says, Amar Rav Yochanan Bogen, Rory Kama Gadol Kochan Shukohanim, She'en Lecha Kaba Opa Zosem Mur Benutza, Pa'amim She'akolin Zarkun Yosem Bishloshim Amo. Now the Gemara is going to ask, how do I know that you get it through the Amos? We bring a Mishnah from Talmud, and we're going to learn everything out. Look at Tanan. We have a Mishnah in Talmud that says, whoever was zocher to be torim do the Turmas Hadeshen, right? They had a lottery. Whoever was zocher to do the Turmas Hadeshen, what did he do? So he went up onto the mizbeach. Matal machter shel kesef. He took a silver spoon or silver shovel. The Allah, he went up on the kevesh, the rosh ha-mizbeach. He went to the top of the mizbeach where the maracha was. That's where all the meats and everything were cooking all night. So what does he do? The pinas ha-gecholim, he stokes the coals over there a bit, right? The elef ha-elef, he stokes the outside coals a little bit to get, I guess, into the inside. The chata min ha-mi'u kolos. And he goes and he gets the coals from the inside, either the machlokas where he's trying to get actual meat that has been burned over there, or he's trying to get really, really burnt ashes. But he takes from the inside where the fire, I guess, is more intense, right? And then he comes down from the mizbeach, meaning he probably walks all the way around the mizbeach, and then comes down. Depends on how that works. And then he comes down the mizbeach. V'higia l'ritzpa, and he gets to the floor. So he walked down the kevesh. He gets to the floor. V'higia l'ritzpa, machzir panav klapei tzafon. Then he turns around. Now he's facing. Came down, and he turned his body, he's facing north. So he's facing the ramp going up. So he walks towards the east. So basically what he does is he comes down. I shouldn't have said this, but he comes down from the kevesh. He doesn't turn around. He comes down from the kevesh, right? V'gila ritzva, machzir panav, klapei tzafon, v'holei chlim izrachal shal kevesh ke'esar amos. He walks toward the right, which is the east, right? So in the foot, he walks to the east. Doesn't make sense. Along the eastern side of the ramp. Meaning, but he's walking north. No. He's not. He's walking east. He's going up 10 amos. He's going up 10 amos towards the north. Right. He's walking up. In other words, he's now the ramp is 32 amos away from the ramp is 32 amos away from the mizbeach. He's now 10 amos closer to the mizbeach. Three tzvachim to the right. So the Beis Hadeshen is 22 amos from the top of the mizbeach and three tefachim to the right. That's where it is, and that's where the Beis Hadeshen is. So now we can figure everything out. Okay. Look on page one. You see the Beis Hadeshen. So now, right. So what happened? The Mishnah, we see that the distance. What are we going to see from here now? So we see that the distance from the southwest of corner of the Mizbeach, and the Beis Hadeshen is greater than 30 amos. That's what we're trying to prove from the Mishnah. Yeah. But we're trying to prove from this Mishnah. He's going north. Correct. But he's three tefachim to the east, and then he walks. His terminus point is 10 tefachim to the north, 10 amos to the north, 3 tefachim to the east. That's where he is. That's the Beis Hadeshen. So we see from the Mishnah that the distance between the southwest corner of the Mizbeach and the Beis Hadeshen is greater than 30 amos. How does that work? From the eastern side of the ramp, right, from the eastern side of the ramp until the west side of the Mizbeach is 22 amos. How does that work? Correct. That's one side. So we're making a triangle now. So now you have one side. It's 22 amos. We're also going to try to figure out another side of the triangle. And then we're going to figure out what the hypotenuse is. And that comes a squared plus b squared equals c squared. That's how you do it. Or according to Rashi, Rashi says that for every one amma of a right triangle side, it's the diagonal is 1.5 amma, 1 to 1.5, which is basically, that's what... Right, so that's basically the way it works. So, again, let's do it again. So from the eastern side of the ramp, until the west side of the Mizbeach is also 22 amos. How do you get to that? The width of the Mizbeach is 32 amos. Right? The width of the Mizbeach is 32 amos at the bottom, and it's 22 amos at the top. Right? Because in the bottom you have the Yisod and the Sovid. You get the top, you take off those square amas. Okay? The width of the kevesh, right, the kevesh is 16 amma, and it was situated right smack in the middle of the top of the mezbeach. So there's basically 6 amas of, so 16, so you have 28 on top, minus 16, that's 12. So you have 6 amas on either side of the mezbeach. So from the east side of the kevesh, you have, until the west side of the mezbeach, you have 16 amma of ramp, of the ramp's width, plus 6 amas of the mezbeach, to the west of the ramp. That's 16 plus 6, that's 22 amas. So now basically, you have a triangle. What do you have? You have from the place of the kevesh to the mezbeach, 22 amas, plus 312. From the base of Deshan to the mezbeach on top is 22 amas, 312 away. Then from that point across to the western side, from the point of the kevesh as well, to the western terminus of the mezbeach, you also have 22 amas. So I have 22 this way, I have 22 this way. He's throwing it from the southwest corner. That's where he's been tossing, throwing it. So what's the size of that diagonal? So if you do the math, it comes out to something to be like 31.48 or something like that. It's more than, right, if you do A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So 22 times 22 is what, 486? I'm doing it my way. I know. I'm doing it my way first. This is just a different way. So 22 times 22. Yeah. Times 2, 22 times 2, a squared plus b squared plus 2, 484 plus 484, square root of 968, square root of 968 is like 31.4 something, right? Can you do that? Square root of 968. Fine, I'll do it. Nine square, 31.11 or something like that. So there, yeah, that's the amas. That's an easier way. That's an easy way to do it with a squared plus b squared equals c squared with those calculations. Rashi has a little bit of a different calculation. That's what Rabbi Wolf has over here. He says that it was more, that it was like it's kind of 23 amas, because basically what it is, he says it's 23 by 21, because you have to remember that there's no solving over there. So from the bottom to the top, you have to take into consideration that amount. You have to take into consideration the sovev and the yisod, because they're calculated over there, that distance is missing to get to mezbeach. So that's 23 amas. And then across, it's really only 21 amas, because you don't have that calculation on top. But 23 by 21 triangle, Rashi does the same thing to 22 by 22 triangle. And the math becomes the same thing. So with Rashi, how it works out, he says, "V'chol amos ribu amos v'treig chom shibel alksona." He says, "Every one amma on the straight line is 1.5 on a diagonal." So he has it. So he has it a little more, because what ends up happening is, because you have let's say 22 amas times 1.5. What does that equal? 22. Just get the exact number. 22 times 1.5 is about 33. 33, but it's a little more. It's got to be a little bit more, because you have the three tvachim. Right. Then he has another thing. He has more exact. The idea is basically, you can see any way you do the calculation, you're coming out with more than 30 amas on that diagonal, and that's where he's throwing it. Throws it to the base of Deshan from that southwest corner of the mezbeach. So he's throwing it. See, I fixed it in there. So he's throwing it from the southwest corner of the mezbeach into the base of Deshan. You're getting off by a little bit. The idea is, you see, it's the Gemara is now. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, he says, "Pamim shakoin zorkein yosem yibishloshim amma." So the Gemara says, "Wait, every way we figured it out now, it becomes more than 31 amas." So the Gemara asks, "Wait a second, how you famed klasu v'chad habin? What are you talking about? He's so strong, he's more than 30 amas. He's even stronger, it's more than 31 amas. Even in my calculation, it became 31 point something, and we didn't take into consideration the three tvachim." So the three tvachim plus our leftover would have gotten us about 32 amas. He says he's throwing more than 30 amas, and we're saying the Gemara says he's throwing more than 31 amas. All right. So Gemara says makum gavi lo chashiv ain't a kanami, but the point of where he's standing is not part of the calculation. The person who's standing is about an amma, so deduct his amma, so it's more than 30 amas. That's the okay. I don't know. It's a good. I think the Deshan was like this open thing. You had like this base, this opening, it has thrown in. Not only did you have to throw it with nothing but net, not only did you have to throw it that 31 some odd amas from over there into the base of Nefesh, you got to get it in. I mean, I guess if you miss, someone can pick it up and put it in also. But that's really... No, the idea is Zerika. We learned about the Zerika of the base of Nefesh. You have to be Zorik. You have to be Zorik. But Zerika applies to blood, and then we have Xerah Shavah, then it applies to the meat, and you have to toss the meat over the Kevesh. You throw things. That's the idea. That's what you're doing. Whether or not it insults our Western sensitivities about throwing food, I hear you. But they did that. They tossed it. Well, that you throw it from where you do the avoda. The idea is to toss it from where the avoda has been done. So the avoda here is being, the avoda over here is being done. Well, no, it's only the worst case scenario. It's only the overflow of the Ola, but that's what we did for the Dishim of Mizbeach HaPanini and the Dishim of Menorah. That's where you did it. No, every day you took out. Yeah, every day you did 30 feet for the Dishim Mizbeach HaPanini and for the Menorah, to cleaning out the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaPanini. You took the coals from over there and then you tossed it. No, you're right. You didn't tell us that. That's where you walked and you put it there. But here is where you have to you do the Avodah. You're right. Yeah, but even if you didn't have the overflow and you were doing it on the regular spot on the southeast side of the Zbeach, you're still tossing it 22 amas. 22. You're still throwing it 22 amas. Yes. This is the overflow. That's what the Mishnah said. Okay. Okay? That's the calculation. All right. Gemara then says, "Kol ha'olim l'mizbeach." Mishnah says, "Whoever goes up the mizbeach has to go to the right." Right? We learned it out from the Tool of Solomon. You have to go to the right. So my timer, right? So the Gemara says everything goes to the right except for three things that they go straight to the left. What were those three things? The one that was the mayim and the olas and the birds that go on top. So my timer, what's the reason that these things don't go right away to go to the left? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nisachim, Sema, Shema, Yis, Anshnu, maybe they'll get smoked. Right? You don't want smoky wine, it's not kosher wine for the Mizbeach, that's the halacha, the wine has to be pure, can't fall smoke. So if you go up to Mizbeach, and you have these marachas that are burning all the meat, and you walk all the way around with the wine, so that's Sema's point out, obviously you can't cover the wine, because that's a thing. The Rashash asked, well, what's the big deal? Why are you walking on top of Mizbeach? Just walk around the Soviet. Walk beneath the smoke. Yeah, he leaves that at Sarachim. But he says, if you walk around the top with the wine, the smoke will get into the canter, I guess, whatever they're holding the wine in, and it'll become smoky, and that's possible for Nisachim. Pour it. You have to pour it. No, halacha is you can't pour smoky wine. Right? It's Gemara Menachos, not Pevav and Mabez, we're going to learn that you can't have smoky wine. And that's the same thing with the water. It's the same thing with the Baskash, not Pakasha for the bear. But, no, it's just, And also, it's probably the same thing with the water. The water gets smoke. And the olas oaf, the same thing also, is that because there's so much smoke, and the birds are very small, these turtle doves and these pigeons are very small, they're afraid that maybe they'll choke on the smoke when you walk around, and they'll die. So you bring them right away. When they're normally done on the southeast corner, it's no big deal. You go right there, to the right. But when there's overflow, go to the southwest corner, you go immediately to the left. You don't turn all the way, walk all the way around the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Reminu, well, that's a cautionless from the Mishnah in Talmud, that says, you normally... The Kohen who wins the lottery gets to do the Disha. But the Kohen Gadol comes and he wants to be Makir everything on the Mizbeach, he has the right. He's the right of first refusal. The Kohen Gadol can do whatever he wants. So what happens to him? He goes, Balo Lahakif Es HaMizbeach. When he's coming to be making the Mizbeach or for the Nesachim, May Ayin Hu Maschil, where does he start? So the Mishnah says there, Mikaris Dromis Mizrachis, starts in the southeast corner, and then he goes Mizrachis, so on is Maravis, Maravis Dromis, Moksen Lon Ayin Esach. So he's making the whole circle around. What are you telling me that you go straight to the left? The Mishnah Talmud seems to say that the Kohen Gadol, when he does it, he's going all the way around. So what's going on there? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan says, first let's be medayik in the words. Amar Rav Yochanan, hakafo beregel. What happens over there is that you're Enoch Anami. He walks all the way around. Different reasons why he's walking all the way around. Maybe he's doing other avodas on there now, or maybe he's showing everybody that he's the Kohen Gadol and he's walking around. He walks all the way around, and then what happens? And then they hand him the Nesachim, bless you, they hand him the Nesachim when he gets to the southeast corner. The person who is the Kohen Gadol, who won the Avodah that day, he walks up to the ramp, He makes a left, immediate left to the southeast corner, and he waits there for the Kohen Gadol to come all the way around. Then he gives a handoff. No fumble. He gives a handoff to him over there, and he pours, and the Kohen Gadol pours it there. You're always supposed to go to the right, except for these situations, because of practical considerations. What? That's the kasha. So the question is, why is that? They ask that. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, ain't hayayin b'yodo when he does it. Well, the mitzvah ba'alma. That's only the mitzvah. Mipnei shekola olam shvah d'orim ponim libim akifim, v'zeh lehakir ola. He's going up to be mocked or something. So he's doing other avodos, it seems to be Rashi saying. L'fikach meichich l'makom, and then when he's finished, then he comes to the makom shemenasim sham, v'nosim lo yayin esech. Aval shakal hanem shazokha b'nesachim v'payas, lo zachal avod acher, they don't have anything else to do, so ola b'yayin b'yado ponim l'smol, the poser al ekim. And then he goes, Rashi says, when he gets to that corner, he has to go all the way back. Tosos, in the Tosos on Samoth Elam Abayis, it's over here on some of the charts, Tosos says that there's another ramp that comes out from that part of the Sov and you can go straight down. Rashi would say you have to go all the way back around, unless you want to jump, it's a high jump, you have to go all the way around. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Dekanami, it's also look at the words of the Mishnah, Dekatani, the Mishnah says, Nosnim Malayim L'Nesach. At that point, they hand him the wine to pour. V'lokatani sh'omim L'Nesach. They don't say they tell him to pour, meaning he never had the wine when he walked all the way around. There's a handoff at that point. And then he pours it. So you see, even in the Mishnah Talmud, the wine doesn't circle the Mizbeach. The wine is always goes immediately to the left. So Tana Rabbanon, right, the Brisa says, there's another Brisa that says, Tana Rabbanon, Kola Olam Mizbeach, and whenever you go to Mizbeach, Olam Derech Yamin. You gotta go towards the right. V'yordim Derech Smol. And you come down on the left side. You go up to Mizbeach, right, and then you come down on the left. So it's gonna be, the words are not used interchangeably in the same way. Right, and so what does it mean? Olam Derech Mizrach, you go up on the east side, that's correct. The Yordim Derech Marav, and you come down on the west side of the west side of the Kevesh. Chutz mina Olu L'shvosh Dvar Malalu. Except if you're going up for these three things, so Olim Derech Marav, you go up on the west side. The Yordim Derech Marav, and then it says weird words. Olim Derech Yamin, the Yordim Derech Yamin. Mara says Derech Yamin, Derech Smolhu. You go to the left. What's going on? So the Gemara says Amar Avina Tini Smol. No, Inukamami, you're right. Just it should say small. You're coming down. You go up on the left. You're coming down on the left side. Again, if you're facing the Mizbeach, it's the left side. So Rav Amar, no. It depends on what perspective you're looking at. That's what you're thinking of. Ma Yamin. What does Yamin mean? Yamin Mizbeach. Uma small. Small de Gavra. So what does it mean? If you look back again, so Olech. Exactly. Olin Derech Yamin. Biyordan Derech Yamin. So he says Yamin, when you go up, is Yamin Mizbeach. Small de Gavra. So over here, he's going up the Yamin of the Mizbeach, the Yordan. So how does that work? So Yamin the Mizbeach, since the Mizbeach is the face of the Mizbeach is facing south, right? And that's where the Kevesh is. So the Yamin of that is to the, because you look where the face is. That's the Yamin of the Mizbeach. Coming this way, the Yamin is his Mizbeach. Yamin is over here. It's my left, right? And small the Gavra is my left. The Gemara says, wait a second. So the Gemara basically says that Benisne O Edi the Mizbeach O Edi the Gavra. Why you're mixing and matching? The last one says Olam Derech Yamin VeYoron Derech Yamin. What does that mean? Yamin, it can't be the same thing. Basically, it's Olam Derech Yamin of the Mizbeach, and then Yordim Derech Yamin of the Gavra. Right? How does that work? Because so the Gemara says it has to be consistent. So there's a kasha. You know, it's a kasha and Rava. So maybe we're going to go like Ravina's answer, who says that the last part of that price should mean to say small. Instead of Yamin. Not a bride. Depends on who's right. So now the next couple of Mishnayos, we're going to start talking about the Karbanos Ha'ok. The two Karbanos Ha'ok is a Chatas and there is a Nadava. Main difference is a Chatas and an Ola. Main difference is between a Chatas Ha'ok and an Ola Ha'ok is that the Chatas Ha'ok is a Chova. Right, you have to come for different reasons to come over your aid, or someone's come to become taller. The Olas Oaf also has that, but also brought as an adava. Also, where the malika is done, the malika for a chatas is done anywhere in the azara. We saw that yesterday, and the makam malika of the Olas Oaf is on top of the mizbeah. Okay, now when you do the malika. There's also two different. Do the malika for the chatas of, you're not supposed to separate the head from the body. For the ola, you are. For the chatas of, you also have to do some sprinkling. You sprinkling with the bird. You're supposed to shake the bird to do the sprinkling. that you do that, the Chatzos Oaf below the Chatzos Sikra on the southwest corner. The Olas Oaf does not have that sprinkling. What they both have is Mitzvah, which is squeezing, which is pressing the bird up onto the wall, and then the blood drips down, right? So the Chatzos Oaf, the Mitzvah is on the Yisod, and there's a Machlokes, whether or not that's Ma'akev. And the Olas Oaf, you do, you remaster from the head that you separated, and from the Guf, you do that on top of the Chatzos Sikra. One thing also interesting about the Chatzos Oaf, nothing is burnt. It all goes to the Kohen. There's nothing of the Chatzos Oaf that is burnt. It's eaten completely by the Kohanim. And again, the Chatzos Oaf is interesting. The Chatzos Oaf, as opposed to the Chatzos Behemah, is done below the foot of the Sikra, and the Olas Oaf is done on the top, it's just the foot. So now we're going to talk about, first mission talks about Chatzos Oaf. So what's the story with the Chatzos Oaf? So Chatzos Oaf, Ketzad Haisad Nasis. How is the Chatzos Oaf done? We'll take out the next few words because it doesn't make sense. Chatzos Oaf, Ketzad Haisad Nasis. Hayamolek is Rosh Mimul Orpa. You would do Malika, but back of the neck. The Eno Mavdil. You don't separate the head from the body. Umazemi Dama Al Kir HaMizbeach. And you have to sprinkle the blood on the Kir of the Mizbeach. Which Kir is that? We know it's the southwest corner, below the Chatzos Sikra, on the lower half. Shiyari Hadam, the leftover blood. Hayamismatzma Al Yisod. The Kohen who was there, he would take the Makam where he was Molek the bird, to the wall of the Mizbeach, and we press it so the blood would come out, and the dam would then fall down, would drip down to the Yisod. The aim of Mizbeach El Adama, the Mizbeach only gets the blood of the Chatzos Oaf, the Kula Al Kohanim. The entire bird is eaten by the Kohanim. So now the Gemara will bring the Brisa, where we learn out the how you do the blood by the Chatzos Oaf. Tanur Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, it's Vayikra Hei Pasuk Tes. The first apostle says, "V'hiza midam achatas." You have to sprinkle from the dam achatas. That mashma, miguf achatas. How does that work? Hakeitzad okez v'roshu b'guf u'mazir. You hold on to the bird, the head, and you have to hold the head off. You hold on to the head and the body, and you sprinkle. And the blood goes on. Al kir mizbeach. The hazah has to be directly on the mizbeach. Below Al Kira Kevesh, not on the wall of the ramp, below Al Kira Hecha, below Al Kira Ulam, has to be on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, the Eze, and which Kir, which Mizbeach, which wall of the Mizbeach are you doing this on? Zeh Kir Tachton. It's the lower half on the Mizbeach, below the Chutah Sikra. Oh, Eina El Kira Elyo. Maybe it should be on the upper half of the Chutah Sikra. The Gemara tries to bring a Kavach Omer. V'dinhu. Make a cup of homer. Ma behema, let's say you have an animal, not a bird, you have an animal. She'olasa lemata, that the ola of an animal is done below the foot of the sikra, I just mentioned. Chatasa lemala, so the chatas, and that the chatas of the, and the chatas of an animal is done on top. So then, oaf, she'olasa lemala, then we'll learn out later that the blood of the oaf, which is done on top, eno din, she'chatasa lemala, isn't it kab of homer that the chatas should be on top as well? The oaf, when it comes to the animal, is done below. If it's done on top of the bird, so kavachomer to a chatas, when the bird, if the chatas animal is done on top, kavachomer, the bird should be done on top as well. So the Gemara then says, Talmud Lomar, that's what the pasuk says, the hizar b'dam chatas alkir mizbeach, v'hanishar b'adam yimatzei el yisod hamizbeach. The hazaz have to be on a kir, shahashiyarin shalo, mismatzim liyisod. It has to be, the sprinkling has to be done on a place where the blood will drip down directly to the yisod. If you do the sprinkling or the mitzvah of the blood on top of the foot of the sikra, then it doesn't drip down directly to the yisod, because you have the soviet that's going to block it. It doesn't go all the way down. So, ezeh, zekir tachton, that is the lower half. The Gemara says, v'navin me'ila v'hadon navin mitatai. Wait, what's the big deal? So do the hazah on top, and then do the mitzvah on the bottom, and when you do the mitzvah on the bottom, it's going to reach the bottom of the yisod. So, amarava, miksiv yamse, ele yimatseh, ksiv. It says Vanishnar, it doesn't say Vanishnar make Adam Yamse, which means you should place it there. It says Yimatse. It should flow down to the Mizbeach, like it's happening by itself. So that means it has to be done in the place where you are and in the place where the blood is going to go directly to the Yisod. Blood going directly to the Yisod has to be below the Chutah Sikra, because if it's above the Chutah Sikra, it's going to be blocked off by the Sovi. Amar Rav Zutra Bartuvia Amarav, Ketzad Molken Chatzos Oaf. How do you do Malika on the Chatzos Oaf? So, pictures are better for this way. The Gemara says, what do? You put the bird into your palm. But os oches gafa v'shtei etzbos. You hold the wings of the bird with two of your fingers, right between the the pointer and the middle finger. You hold the wings of the bird. Ushtei raglayim b'shtei etzvos, and then you pin the legs between the pinky and the next finger, like this. And then what do you do? Then you take umose savara arocha gedula umolka, and then you the neck is now resting over here over here. And then you somehow put the thumb through and you kill it with the. That. That's how you do it. That's with the bird is facing you. The Masnisa Tanah, but there's a brisa that says Sipara Milvar, that the bird is facing outside. So the bird is on the outside. We just had it with the bird facing you inside. Now we have it with the bird facing the outside. It's very similar. Ochas gafa b'shtei etzvos. You hold the wings with two fingers. Ushnei ragla b'shtei etzvos. And then you hold the legs with two of the fingers. Umose sabaro al rochav etzvo osav. And again, then you have the head of the bird in here. This way. And again, you pull the thumb, right? And umose sabaro al rochav shtei etzvo osav. And then you have it resting in that little crevice over there, and then you roll it with your thumb. And the Gemara says, "The avodah zo kashim mikdash." And this is the most difficult avodah in the entire Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, "Zohi v'sulo." Nothing else is very difficult. Ba'ika kemitza v'chafina. Yeah, the kemitza and the chafina, which are also considered to be extremely, extremely difficult. Right, the chafina is on the kemitza is very kemitza. The chafina is on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol would mark it special Torahs in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Right, and he was holding a lot of stuff at the time. Right, he was holding in his right hand. Right, in his right hand he had the machta with the tefillin. Then he put the machta down. It was a whole thing to do with the tefillin. It was very difficult to do. So Gemara says, "Fine, ela ema zo avoda kasha me avodas kasha shav mikdash." This wasn't hard. This was the hardest of the hardest. Malika was the hardest of the hardest. Mishnah. Talk about the olas ha'ol. Let's try to run through the Mishnah in the next 5 minutes. Olas ha'ol ketsas nasa. How do you do the ola of ol? Ola kevesh, you go up to kevesh, upana la sovi. When you get up to the kevesh, you get to the sovi. So I guess what you do is you go to the second ramp on the right. You go to the sovi. Valo kravin dromus mizrachas. You get to the southeast corner of the zveya. Hayamolik. And then you would do the malika as rosh mimol orpa. You would do the malika on the neck, umavdil. And you would separate both simonim, the veshes and the kana, and you would separate the head. Umavdil. Umitza, and over there you would squeeze out the blood as dama al kir on mizbeah. You would squeeze out the blood onto the mizbeah. Natal es rosha. Then you would take the head that you just separated. The hekif base miluki mase milikoso la mizbeah usvago b'melech. I don't know what you're doing over here. You take, sorry. Yeah, but where do you take? You take the head around the mizbeah. You take the head. The whole way around, you're having the bird on the mizbeah, the head of the bird. So what are you doing? What does it mean? The hekif base milikaso. Okay. And that's what you put onto the mizbeah. Okay, so you soak it in salt, I guess. Usvago b'melach, uzarko agabe ishim. And you throw the head into the fire. Then you get to the body. The hasir as a mura as a notza. You take out those two light things, the feathers and the what we say was the crop and the feathers, right? As b'nei hamayim ayotzim, whatever comes out with it. The hishlich on the beis hadeshen, and then you throw it to the beis hadeshen, which from the southeast corner is 22 amos. We said the other side is over 30 amos, right? Shisa, right? But then what you do is you also have to separate the body of the bird. You have to dig into the body. You have to separate the body of the bird. The lo hivdil, but you don't completely rip it apart. You just have to separate the body of the bird. The imhidil kasher. But if you actually did separate the body, you rip it apart, it's still kasher. Sof go b'melech, and then you soak the body in the salt. Uzarko gabi ishim, and you throw it onto the fire. The kohanim get nothing of the ola. They get everything of the chatas, they get nothing of the ola. Lo hisar more of the lo hanutza, the esbenei amayim yotzim imahem. Let's say you didn't do any of the following things. You didn't separate the more of the nutza. You didn't take the entrails that come with them. Lo swago b'melech, you didn't put it on. You didn't put soak it in salt. If you do anything wrong after you already sprinkle the blood, and it's been the epic kosher. Now, hivdil b'chatas. Let's say you took off the head by the chatas below hivdil ba'ola, or you didn't separate the head by the ola. You didn't shech both siman by ola. Pasul. That passes the carbon. Mitzas dam rosh. Let's say you did the blood of the you put the blood from the head on the ola so. Below mitzvah dam guf, but you didn't do mitzvah with the body, pshula. That makes the korban pasul. But mitzvah dam guf, below mitzvah dam kosher, rosh kosher. Even though it's a mitzvah to do it with the head, to press that blood, head blood, that's not ma'ake. What? Right. You put the ola. You need the head first, then you go salt it, throw it on, then you do the body, and then you salt it and throw it on. That's what we just learned in the Mishnah. Right. Chatas of Shalmaka Shalol Shema. Let's say you have a Chatas of that you did Malika Shalol Shema. What's the story with a Chatas of Shalol Shema? Shema. Oh, Mitzah Dama Shalol Shema. You did the Mitzah Shalol Shema. Shalol Shema Vil Shalol Shema. Oh, Shalol Shema Vil Shema. Psula. It's possible. The Chatas has to be done Shema. But by Olos of it's Kshera. Ubavash Shalol Asal is Vayom Shem Hova. Same thing as the first Mishnah. Echel Chatas of Oph, Echel Oph Oats, Shalmaka Mishamitzah Daman, Le Echel Dover Shadarko Le Echel, Ulahakir Dover Shadarko Le Hakir, Chutzlum Komo, if you have Chutzlum Chutzlum Komo, then they're Pussel, but Abel Karis. That's the same thing. Chutzlum Mano, if you have Chutzlum Mano, then that's Pigle. The Chayav Malok Karis. Ubilvad, the same thing, Mr. Read this. Ubilvad, Shiakim Amatik Mitzvaso, as long as the rest of it's done, same halachas we learned in the table before, as long as the halachas, the rest of the halachas are kept, it becomes Pigle. If you mess up anywhere else, you lose the status of Pigle. The Gemara then, Mishnah says, case of Makru, case of Karav Amatik Mitzvaso, Molech b'shtiko mitzvah adam chutzas manu. O molech chutzas manu mitzvah adam b'shtiko. O molech b'mitzvah adam chutzas manu. Zeh shakar v'matik mitzvaso. The only tool is the pigle. Ketzad lo kar v'matik mitzvaso. Would be molech chutzlim komo mitzvah adam chutzas manu. You have another intervening psul. Okay. Osha molech chutzas manu mitzvah adam chutzlim komo. Osha molech mitzvah adam chutzlim komo. All those cases that is not pigle. Chatzas oof the same thing. Right. Chatzas oof makshav shlo shmat has pasul. So Malko Shalom Shema, Mitzvah Adam Chutzes Mano, Osho Malko Chutzes Mano, Mitzvah Adam Shalom Shema, Osho Malko Mitzvah Adam Shalom Shema, Zeru Shalom Kar Matik Mitzvaso, and then there's no Pigle. Again, Mishnah said, let's just finish up. Lecho Kazayis Bafutz, Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Bafutz, Kachati Zayis Bafutz, Kachati Zayis Lamachar, Kachati Zayis Lamachar, Kachati Zayis Bafutz, Pasov Ein Bo Karis, because you mixed in the Chutzman Komo Machshav. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Zeh Klal, Im Machshavas Hazman, we call this all before, Im Machshavas Hazman, Kadim Machshavas Hamakom, if the Pigle Machshavas first, then Pigle B'chayavim of Karis. But Im Machshavas Hamakom, Kadim Machshavas Hazman, Pasov Eim B'Karis, V'chayim Omrim Zev Zev, Pasov Eim B'Karis, because they had the intervening Machshava. Le'echo Kachatzi Zayitz, U'hachir Kachatzi Zayitz, if you have Machshav to eat Kachatzi Zayitz, and to be Machir Kachatzi Zayitz, either one, Chutzim Komo, Chutzim Lizmano, that's kosher. Why? Because Ein Achila V'Achtar Mitzdachim, because of eating it and burning on his meyach, and not mitzvah for the chatzis zayis, and that's why it would be kosher. I don't know how you would have that machshava, because by the chatzis, nothing goes on his meyach, and by the ola, nothing is eaten. But nevertheless, you have those, they don't combine, and the carbon is still possible. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.